Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get to another staycation setup. The part of the show where we catch cheaters live on your radio. We are your morning mess. That's JD. That's Sienna. I'm Joey Boy. And we have Lauren on the line. Now, Miss Lauren, you think your man Alex is cheating after finding a hotel key card in his wallet?
Yeah. So about 2 weeks ago, Alex told me he was going to spend the weekend with his parents. We've been together for about a year, so I have a good relationship with his parents, but he didn't invite me, which is fine. He's from Flagstaff, so he was going to drive up and see them, but he told me he wanted some alone time with them because he hadn't seen them in a while. So I'm a little offended, but whatever. I feel like I had to be understanding because that's his family. Anyways, he was gone the entire weekend, and he would check in with me here and there, so I didn't feel like anything was wrong until he came back, and I found a hotel key card in his wallet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going out, so I put my ID and my debit card in his wallet, and I noticed a hotel key card in there for a hotel in Scottsdale. And at first, I didn't think the worst. I was like, okay, maybe this is old, but we haven't gone to any hotel in Scottsdale while we've been dating. And I looked through the rest of his wallet, and I found a receipt for that same hotel for the same weekend that he claimed he was with his parents. I don't know. It felt like I was meant to find that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any idea about any of this. So I don't know. I should have confronted him right then and there, but this is my first time dealing with something like this. So I thought I would just come to you guys for some help because I want to make sure.
Interesting. I'm trying to think because I have hotel key cards. Sometimes I forget them in my trunks or pocket and they're falling on. They're everywhere in my house. But you're sure you've never stayed at this hotel with them?
Yeah, and the receipt said it was for the same weekend that he was supposedly in Flagstaff with his family.
Yeah. That's a tough spot to
be in. Lying in a hotel is usually one thing.
Yeah. Do you suspect anybody? Does he have an ex or someone he's been on and off with or has caught him cheating before?
I mean, there's this girl at work and he always says, I don't need to be worried about her, but she's like a really pretty coworker. So if it is her, I'm going to be really pissed.
Because you've brought her up before?
Yeah, I brought her up before, and like, of course, he makes me feel like I have nothing to worry about. Oh, baby, no, I would never do that. But I don't know. I just don't feel good about the situation at all.
Does he call her his work wife by any chance?
Oh, no, not this conversation.
I heard him mention it to a friend one time, and that is kind of like what set it off. I was like, I don't like that term. Please don't ever say that again.
Sienna, you're not a fan of that term at all.
Not a fan whatsoever. So you're completely valid. I'm on your side already.
Yeah, and if you set your boundaries with him, don't say that. But doesn't mean that she, in real life, is his work wife. What's her name?
Her name's Priscilla.
Okay. Well, Sienna's going to call Alex off from a free romantic hotel stay. And let's see if your intuition is right. Is he trying to put Priscilla on the reservation? We hope he says your name, Lauren. If he does, maybe an explanation about the Scottsdale hotel thing is definitely in order. But if he is cheating, we'll give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Alex?
Yeah, this is Alex. Who's this?
Hey, Alex. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm all set. Thank you. I'm not interested in any sales or promotions or anything. Thank you, though.
Well, I want to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package for free.
Thank you. I'm all set. Please remove my number. I don't want to get these calls.
I completely understand why you wouldn't be interested. I'm sure you get these kind of calls all the time, but this is because we're new to the North Scottsdale area. We're really just trying to get our name out there, and we saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews. So we're reaching out to you to help us and just give us a review of your experience here at the Aurora Hotel.
Just for saying if it was good or not.
Yeah, because with the Google and Yelp reviews, it really just kind of gets our name out there and puts us on the radar. So it would really be helping us out.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Alex. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Can you write, what are you going to show me this time?
I most definitely can write that for you, and then I'll put it under a saucy note if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, perfect. Well, now that it's written down, just one more question for you, Alex. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Priscilla.
So is this what you're doing now? You're just taking other if you aren't your girlfriends to hotels?
Hello?
Alex, we have to let you know a little something. You're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We have Lauren on the line with us who heard this whole conversation.
What the f*** is going on?
What's going on is that your dumbass forgot to throw out the hotel key card that was in your wallet. You know, the hotel that you stayed at with this who you told me not to worry about while you were lying to me and saying that you were spending time with your parents in Flagstaff, you asshole. Oh, really? You don't have anything to say? You were going to get caught eventually, so I'm sure your lying ass had something ready to bullshit me with. Let's hear it.
If you figured everything out and you don't want to have a conversation with me, then why am I even here? You want to just yell at me like a f***ing child? This could have been handled so differently.
Oh, it could have been handled differently? Shut the f*** up. Good job trying to flip this on me like I'm the problem. Everyone here heard you and knows what you did, so that's all that matters to me. I was right. I was right about this.
Unlike you, I'm not going to air all of our on the radio right now more than you have for everybody to hear.
Then hang up the phone. No one wants to talk to you anyway. You're f***ing disgusting, and you're f***ing pathetic for what you did. Honestly, I'm so glad I found out now, so I didn't waste a f***ing second more with you and your lying ass. You.
Okay, Lauren.
Well, she hung up. Alex, I think the relationship is over. My God. I guess my whole wonder, was it worth it? This other girl, this work wife.
What are you even asking me questions for? Why are you asking? You're the reason.
Well, Lauren hung up. I would ask her, but she hung up. Yeah, I'm calling you. Now I'm asking you the question. This new girl, Priscilla, do you think there's a chance that you and her might be in a relationship?
Dude, I think you already know the answer to that.
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Please entertain us.
I am going to have a relationship with Priscilla.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Man, f*** you guys.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, really quick, I lied. Lauren didn't hang up. Lauren, you still there?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. So I have to do it again. Didn't work out with you and Priscilla. I wish you all the best, really.
Yeah. Sucker. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Got him. Well, he hung up.
Joey, well done. You know, that was a little party trick there.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Lauren, he admitted it. He wants to be in a relationship with Priscilla, so.
Well, thanks for this. Now I want nothing to do with him.
You torched that guy.
Yeah, you did, as he deserves. You need to bang a coworker like he did.
Yeah, no, straight up. There's got to be somebody.
Somebody that you work with. That.
Some intern, you know? Just have fun.
Yeah, I will find someone.
All right, well, keep us posted, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Brought up interns pretty quick there, John.
I know.
Are you fantasizing about interns?
Yeah, back in my day, I had fun.
Oh, back in my days, what, last week?
Nope, not last week. We don't have interns. You have to pay them now. Which is ridiculous. Oh, back in my day.
Yeah, the cutback in radios is crazy. We're our own interns.
That's what I mean.
We really are.
You know, you used to be able to bang your way to the top. You know, now you get paid. Now you have to earn it. It's pathetic.
You got to bang yourself.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.